don't have to want to be. If you listen to the show, you possibly could be.
Look at you.
Yeah, baby.
And look at you.
And look at us.
And look at us.
Good afternoon, gamblers. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. And if you're wondering why we're so fired up on this beautiful Friday, April 5th, one, because it is Friday. Two, Final Four's tomorrow. Three, cup of coffee today, parlay.
Look at you!
Hey.
In case you guys didn't know, the cup of coffee a day parlay that we've been putting $5 on a day.
$5.
Every day for the first 24 episodes of this beautiful podcast. We came close once. We went 9-1.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big payout.
That was big. Yep. Big.
Yesterday, we went a glorious 6-0. But we did not just go 6-0. We went undefeated on basically every single pick that we went out, yesterday. But I digress. Before we get into the right side, we got to make some money here.
Sure.
Let's go. Let's pay the bills.
How about that?
MyBookie.ag, the number one gambling site on the internet, the only gambling site that we use, the gambling site that a lot of people took screenshots of last night that MyBookie cannot be happy with. MyBookie.ag, promo code BRUBRUBRU. BRU.
Pretty sure
it's still that. If it's not, tweet me.
And try bro, bro, bro.
And try bro, bro, bro. It was still the number one South African betting podcast in the entire world.
Yes, sir.
Promo code BRUBRUBRU gets you a 50% deposit bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000. So say you put $100 in, you get a 50% bonus on that. That's $150 total dollars that you get to gamble.
That's math there,
More free money.
Oh, you put $500 in with a 50% bonus, you have $750.
You get that free money, and then if you want to play a cup of coffee a day parlay yesterday, that's even more money.
$750, you get that'll bankroll your cup of coffee a day parlay for the rest of the year.
Oh yeah.
Look at you.
MyBookie.ag, promo code BRUBRUBRU, BRU, maybe, or BRUBRUBRU, possibly.
One of the two.
Guys, I'm going to say this. Yeah. Well done to you both yesterday. Well done to the group.
Hold on.
But I'm going to say this. Don't hold on me, Tony, because I got to get this off my chest.
Okay.
People are not, they're not shaking their heads. They're going, how about the BRUBRUBRU guys? How about that? Now, we follow that up back-to-back cup of coffee a day parlay wins.
Yeah.
This is going viral.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
this
sure.
is national
it's
news.
It's legendary status.
And it's happening today. Sorry, Tony, you were saying.
Yeah, it's your fucking show, Gorms.
Just happy today, bro.
You should be.
Another reason why it's a great day is the Masters is right around the corner.
It is.
And with that being said, how would you like to win $500 in free Masters merch from the Augusta National Golf Club Pro Shop?
I'm in. Yes.
Look, I would like that.
Something that I would be interested in.
I don't have one item of clothing from that Pro Shop.
No, so no,
that
no. would be awesome. And I can imagine they have some amazing three-quarter zips.
I show up to my local fucking course over here wearing that.
Are you kidding me?
People are going to be
Masters member? Who are you, Obama?
Look at that guy. I'm not getting... You know, playing with them.
Well, you could get those mailed right to your front door if you win. The Tour Junkies, which is a great golf podcast. The Tour Junkies are going to be the personal shoppers of one lucky Heartland Radio 2.0 or Bro 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 listener during the Masters to buy $500 worth of swag from Augusta National Pro Shop.
It's awesome.
You win, you give the boys your wish list, sizes, and shipping address, and they mail that shit right to your front door.
Can't beat that shit.
The Tour Junkies put out a podcast every week previewing the upcoming PGA Tour event in terms of the course breakdown, key stats of playing well, and who they like and don't like, whether you're betting or playing any form of fantasy golf or daily fantasy sports, or you're just betting on the golfers.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners in 2019 alone have won over $650,000 in daily fantasy sports, and the boys' betting highlights so far in 2019 include hitting two first-round leader bets at 100-1 each. Not bad. And now three outright winners after hitting Kevin Kisner, winning last week for the match play at 70-1.
Kisner.
That's a play right there. Who else would take that?
I mean, if you, after our show, you want to go over there and listen to some golf, gambling, go for it, man. I mean, we'll talk off gambling at some point. But
can't wait to the Masters.
But right now, we're not. Go to tourjunkies.com/heartland, enter your name and email address, and that's it. You're entered to win the $500 Masters merch. This contest is exclusively offered to Heartland Radio 2.0 listeners and Bro Bro Butts listeners, and the winner will be announced on the Tour Junkies Masters Previews podcast dropping April 8th nice. On anywhere that you listen to podcasts.
All right.
Head to tourjunkies.com/heartland, enter your name and email, and listen to your name to be called on the April 8th Masters Preview, tourjunkies.com/heartland.
There we go.
tourjunkies.com/heartland.
Nice.
Okay. Sounds like a great deal to me. Now, for our daily segment of The Right Side, let me see here if we were on the right side. Yep, 6-0.
That a boy, Tony.
I'd say we were on the right
in
side.
In our best bets.
Every time.
Under 227, Golden State Warriors lost to Los Angeles Lakers. Easy. The final bet of the night was a bit of a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
If you were watching the game or watching it on your phone, the Golden State Warriors were up by 30 with like 6 minutes left. They decided to only be up 18 with about 3 minutes left.
Right. The Jordan Bells and Quinn Cooks of the world came in.
Yeah, and I was just watching that, just sweating. But thankfully, the Lakers are terrible. They missed a lot of shots. But it was close at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Golden State Warriors for holding on.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Sacramento's -9. Soak. San Jose, -150. Easy dub. Milwaukee. That was also a nail biter for
sweater.
A long time. I mean, fucking Eric Bledsoe gets tossed 2 minutes into the game because Joel Embiid's a piece of shit and throws the ball at him. Eric Bledsoe, one of the most impressive dodgeball catches of all time.
What a catch. What an
incredible
athlete.
Incredible catch.
Athleticism.
Throws it back. Somehow he's the one that gets ejected. Embiid only gets a T. I don't understand what happened there. And I was like, well, fuck. And then Philly was up for a decent portion of the time. But then Giannis Antetokounmpo comes back, Greek freak, takes over, MVP. He gets it done for us.
And in that situation, you got to go dodgeball rules.
Correct.
He catches the ball.
He's out.
He stays in the game.
Out. He should be teed up.
You're 1,000% right.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing?
No matter what happens after that,
right.
Eric Bledsoe stays in. And then the last pick of the night from Raulzy, the Isles, -115, in, easy, done. Also, picks that we left off of. Bro, the cup of coffee a day parlay.
Sure.
Raulzy had Boston.
Sure.
Fucking blowout. Easy cover. Mm-hmm. You had a hockey parlay with a couple
I had,
other teams.
I had the Pens, the Preds, and the Avalanche.
Oh,
boom,
all winners.
And boom, and boom.
Too bad we didn't put those all in there. Could have been 10-0.
Can't do them all, though, Tony. Can't
get
greedy.
Hey, we don't need to get greedy.
Mm-hmm. In the most unsurprising news of all time, this is our 25th episode. I have put the cup of coffee a day parlay into mybookie.ag for myself. 22 out of 24. I've became forgetful twice.
It happens.
Would you like to guess one of the times was? It was yesterday.
Hey.
Yesterday, I fucking had it in there. I got distracted afterwards. Didn't hit fucking submit. I didn't get to participate in the winnings. But you know what? That's not what we're here for.
Hey, hold on
a
second,
we're here
Tony.
For you guys.
Tony, hold on a second. I got to talk to Todd. Should we suspend him a day or two?
What do you mean suspend him?
Well, I'm just saying, Tony, we depend on you for stuff like this, Todd. So I'm saying, let's take it to a committee.
Picks, I put him in the sports action.
Well, I'm not so worried about
/so
much worried about his bank account as I am the listeners' bank
account.
That's
accounts.
Right. And a lot of listeners did put it in, and they hit, and I couldn't be fucking happier about it.
And thanks for the thanks, guys, because we heard from you on social media.
Yes, we did. We appreciate that. Spread the word. I mean, so if you've put in $5 every day for 24 days, that's $120 that you've put in.
Boom.
At the least last night with that 16 parlay, you were getting paid out $200. So at least you're up $80 just from listening to this podcast.
And that's what we do. That's what we're here for.
That's just for the parlay. I mean, I'm sure everyone probably also took those bets as single bets and every other bet that we've done here in this beautiful show that we've given to you. So, but worst case scenario, you're up $80.
Yeah.
We've paid you $80 for a month of listening. So
what a good feeling to wake up this morning and pick up my phone, go to my Action Network app, and see nothing but green.
Green.
Oh,
green,
my God.
Green,
there's
green,
nothing.
Green.
Holy
nothing better than
shit.
That. Absolutely awesome.
There was one guy out there, and I appreciate this. He took our bets, and then he threw a couple. He sprinkled on his own.
Yep.
A couple of, couple of leaves on his own.
Sure, yeah, because you have your own.
Yeah, there was.
Hit for like $1,400.
Yeah.
You know, good for you.
There's a couple poor sacks of wine out there.
yeah, they switched it up a little
who
bit.
Who took our bets and then added one more on Specifically, I saw like three or four people being the Atlanta Braves and Chicago Cubs under, which through five innings, I believe, was like 0-0.
Yeah.
And then there was a quick 6-0. Braves went up. And then that under was just vanished quickly. So that was tough. That was tough for you guys. But we're here. We're back for another day. We're back giving out winners again.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
No pressure today after going perfect yesterday.
A little bit of pressure, Tony, because
we want to pocket. We're playing with house money.
That's Corbs. True, but we want to go one for one like we did yesterday again today, which would be two for two.
If you don't mind, go ahead, Todd.
A bead of sweat rolling down from my forehead, down my cheek, and onto my neck while filling these out.
Todd's feeling the pressure a little bit.
Gotcha. I am feeling the heat, but we're fine.
We are going to start in the association.
Yes.
The National Basketball Association.
I like what you're thinking.
The NBA. It has been our sweet spot. It has been the best sport that we've had since we started the show by far. What I would like to do is take one bet from each around the room until we are done with our bets.
Yo.
Starting with Tony Brackets.
All right.
That's myself. I have the ability to do that. And if you guys have any disagreements, speak up, please.
Okay.
Because for this first game, I'm throwing trends out the window.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
I am betting logically, which probably is going to be a disaster. Orlando Magic -8.
Love it.
Okay. Yes, the Hawks have been okay lately. And Trae Young has been great. But the Magic have beat the Hawks by 10, 16, and 19 this year. They can go up to sixth place with a win tonight. Or if they lose to the Atlanta Hawks, who have been terrible for most of the year, they can move to out of the playoffs if Miami wins and some other situations win. So I'm going to trust that the Orlando Magic would like to make the playoffs and take them -8.
They've been playing great, Tony. I like the pull. I like the pull. I like what you're saying. It is do or die for this team
tonight.
Does
anyone have a disagreement?
No.
Todd?
I am going to take this bet for all the reasons you said.
Okay.
They have covered the spread all three times with ease.
And
now with their backs against the wall and the Hawks with nothing really to play for except the fact, hey, let's all pat each other on the shoulders because we're playing better than we did in the first half of the season. Big fucking deal. All right. I think they might win this by 16.
If you listen to this now, jump on. If you're going to take this game, not saying you have to because we just give you the information. We don't make you take bets. Maybe you disagree. If you are taking this bet, jump on it now because this line has already moved from -7.5 to -9 this morning very quickly. So jump on Orlando as soon as possible if you are taking this bet. Next person up, Todd McComas.
Okay.
Counterclockwise.
I'm going to go with we have the Celtics on the road
against
the Pacers.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a biggie.
This game scares the fuck out of me.
Yes, sir.
It should.
And, yeah, for good reason, all right? These teams are so evenly matched. The Pacers are so fucking good at home, especially defensively. They win at home because they are so strong defensively. They only allow just over, let's say, 100.3 points to the opponent at home. So for that reason, I'm going to take the under at 214.5.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
214.5. I mean, they've played three times this year in two of the games. At Boston, the point total was high, 226 and 241. But they played at Indy once. You know what that total was?
What was it? Tell me.
203 points.
How about that?
I think we're going to see that again.
Here, this is going to be a
close game. Close game, but it's nowhere near reaching 214.
Love it, Todd.
Before we move on, do you have an opinion on this game?
I don't. I'm sticking away from it because I can't trust either or. But I love Todd's trends.
I do have an opinion on this game.
Go ahead.
This is another line that is on the move. I believe I saw the Celtics at one point as dogs this morning. They are now 1.5-point favorites.
Saw that movement, too.
Okay. This is another one where I'm kind of throwing the trends out, and I'm going with my little brain here.
Mm-hmm.
Celts are an enigma. Pacers, very good at home. But I don't care. The Celtics are 4-1 of their last five, and everything that I'm hearing out of the Celtics locker room is that Kyrie is in a good mood right now. He's averaging 25 points a game over his last five. And anytime that Kyrie is in a good mood, the entire team is in a good mood. And I assume, I don't know with the fucking Celtics, but I assume that they want home court advantage for the playoffs. I assume they're going to want to win. I know they have more talent. I'm going to take the Celtics.
Ooh.
Okay.
Man, I can't do it because of those Friday night. These Friday night crowds right down the street from here, man.
What do you mean these Friday night crowds?
I'm just saying.
It gets crazy in Bankers Fieldhouse. It's a tough spot.
Oh, my God.
But I wouldn't bet it either way, so I'm not going to argue that you're not right. I mean, I'm seeing the line move in the direction that supports your theory, so it could be.
Well, I mean, the line is moving. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's moving to support my theory, because it could just be a bunch of public dumbasses like myself taking that line early, and it could not be sharp money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It could just be the public hammering. But that's what I'm going to go with. I'm sticking to it. It's worked out recently. Like Houston, we went against the trends the other night when they went up to Sacramento, and Houston, it's just something this time of year. Yep. You know, you want home court, just fucking play.
But if you want to bet the game and you're like me, you don't know which way to fucking go.
Don't.
For a winner, don't. But that under, boy.
Yeah.
Now, it could be proven wrong, but I'm telling you what. Trend.
Lightly. Tread lightly.
Trend. No, not tread. Trend. Look at the trends. That's three trends. I put together, put an S after it. Trends. The trends support the under. Probably stronger in this game than any other game I've looked at.
Well, today. Really quick, just a side note. How many does Dougie McBuckets get tonight? Because I know that's your guy. How many?
He's going to get a solid 12.
We're going to talk about 12. It on Monday. Yeah, okay, yeah, Dougie McBuckets 12. With 12 tonight.
Another thing, this may be me looking into things a little bit too much. So my bookie at the top here, they spotlight some of the games tonight, and they put trends at the top.
Sure.
So right here at the top, they have Celtics 1-5 against the spread in the last six meetings. If my bookie is a gambling site and wants to make money, wouldn't they put up a trend that they want people to take the Pacers, but they have an inkling that the Celtics are going to cover?
They don't play that way.
They don't play that way.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think they play that way.
Go ahead, Gorms. Go with your next pick. I'm just saying.
All right.
The over's only 14-25 at Bankers Life.
Yeah.
Noted.
Okay.
At Bankers Field.
Noted.
Go.
Here we go, Denver.
Denver.
Here we go, Denver.
Okay.
Okay? You got beat up.
They did.
You got beat up, but you're still the second best team out in the West.
And then they came back. They rebounded.
Portland, here's what's happening with you. You're going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably going to lose first round to Utah, something like that. Tonight in Denver, they are -6.5. Last I checked, they're taking on the CJ McCollum-less Portland Trailblazers. Mm-hmm. Of course, Dame Lillard will continue to be Dame Lillard. Mm-hmm. I like Denver to cover the 6.5 tonight against Portland.
Okay.
Boy,
it's too big of a line for me.
All I can tell you on that is they've played twice, and Denver's won both games, but only by a total of 4 points in both games. That fucking 6.5 points is scary to me. I actually was going to take Portland. I do think Denver will win, but man, if you're going to give me 6.5 points with Portland, it's two teams that are so evenly matched.
No CJ McCollum
at this point.
No CJ McCollum.
Yeah, he's been out for a while though.
I know, but I'm just saying
that hasn't bothered him so far. I'm just saying.
Snappy legs McGee.
Jeez,
too.
Okay, well maybe I shouldn't have talked about my Denver, but you both shit on my Denver. This is what the show's for.
If we all agreed on everything and we're just like, Humpty Dory through the show. What would people get out of this?
All right, real quick, toe in the water. Take the Clippers tonight against the Lakers, too. Sorry.
Did you not hear what I said? Fucking one bet at a time. We're going to go around the room.
That's not a bet, though. That's a toe in the water. There's a difference.
This is total chaos. Yeah, I thought we had to order.
Well, the fucking guy, I mean, he interrupts earlier and before when we're doing ad reads. And just chaos, my friend.
I am what I am, my man.
I know. My second pick. Spurs -6.5. Again, throw the trends out the fucking window. Spurs are in the 8th spot in the West, and I assume they don't want to play the Warriors.
No.
Is that a solid assumption?
Who does?
Put that on top of being embarrassed last game and Pop being thrown out 60 seconds in. Give me the Spurs after a loss.
Bounce back.
Against a lowly Wizards team who have nothing to play for, against a Spurs team who don't want to play the Warriors. I'm going to take the Spurs -6.5 just from the logical thinking. If anyone has anything to say about it, go ahead.
Nothing to say about that.
I'm confused. We're trending or we're not trending on that one?
No. We're going to.
We're not trending.
Well, the Spurs are good after a loss, but they're not great on the road. And the Wiz have been terrible on the road and good at home. So I guess those are the trends, quote unquote. But I'm going with the Spurs in common sense.
As am I, with what, three or four games left for each team?
Yeah,
Pop, you got to get them ready.
Especially after they were just embarrassed and he got tossed out 60 seconds in. Give me the Spurs.
I like it, Tony. You talked me into it.
Thank you. Todd, next pick.
Okay, Memphis is on the road. Dallas, I like the under. Again, 214.5.
Okay.
The over is 0-2 in this series. The over only covers 42.9% of home games for the Mavs, only 38.5% of road games for the Grizzlies. Just let me sum it up for you. The over covers well under 50%. Well under 50% of games for each of these teams in every situation. We got starters out. This is going to be a fucking horrible game to watch, and this is going to be an easy cover for the under.
Awesome. Appreciate that. Todd, do you have any more besides your toe? Are you dipping any more fucking toes?
Again, I'm dipping my toe.
All right, let me build on your toe dip, okay? I am also going to go with the Clippers.
Are you dipping or are you playing? There's a difference.
Playing.
Okay, good.
Minus the 10.5. They were blown out by Houston. Doc's going to come back, have them ready. Lakers are off of back-to-back. LeBron's not playing, obviously. Kuzma's not playing. They can catch a banged-up Jazz team. So they don't have to play the Rockets or Nuggets still. So Clippers still have something to play for. I just assume this is a get-right game against the Lakers. Doc's going to have them ready. Give me the Clip minus the 10.
I'm with you.
I like this game a lot. I like that bet a lot.
Okay, good. You know what I like when you guys...
We're unanimous on this.
Are you unanimous with me? I also like when you disagree, too. But it does feel better when you agree. It's also kind of scary when you agree. All right, those are all mine. Gorms is done. Do you have any more NBA?
I do not.
Okay, awesome. Those are NBA picks.
Yes.
Now let's move quickly to NHL. Jeffrey, do you have any / has Nick Meraldo coming from the clouds and sent in any picks?
Nick likes the Stars against Chicago. Nick likes the Columbus Blue Jackets against the Rangers and the Kings tonight. He also likes it, and that's the one that I'm like, ooh, I don't know about.
Yeah, I don't understand the Kings and Ducks. Yeah. So the West is – the West – no more games mean anything, I believe, in the West for hockey. Everything has been decided. Mm-hmm. But I do – the Dallas Stars have been very, very good.
Very good. Sneaky good.
And the Blue Jackets still need to win.
They have to.
That is a heavy minus 245 line. I doubt they have to win. Mm-hmm. And they were very, very hot until they ran into somebody the other night. Might have been Boston. But me, you, Todd – Nick's not here, so we can decide this. I'm going to leave the Kings off.
I would.
I'm leaving them off because I'm playing
the worst team in the West.
Yeah, I'm playing the two-team parlay in the NHL tonight, taking both road teams in this play. That's my NHL play.
Okay, so you're going Stars and Blue Jackets as well.
I am taking Columbus, believe it or not. Some love for you, Columbus.
Hey. Now that I'm looking at it, a little fun fact about the Blackhawks-Stars game. The number one over team in the league in the Blackhawks, the number one under team in the league in the Stars. So have fun with that one.
One's at playoff, waiting to go to the playoffs. The other, they got a couple more games and they're playing golf.
Correct. Who did they fuck us? Chicago fucked us with someone they won in a shootout or overtime the other night against one of our picks that should have won.
Old news, Tony.
Old news. We don't go back on that.
Forgive and forget.
Yeah. All right, so that's NHL quickly. MLB, like we said, we're not giving out MLB picks.
Hands off.
Yet. Too many stats involved too early in the season. We did have a couple winners yesterday when I gave out the trends yesterday as far as the best ways to bet MLB baseball. Division underdogs, so the Nats were a winner there, and then the Texas Rangers were a winner there. The Reds were a loser there. Thanks, Todd, to you and your fucking Reds team.
Yeah, they suck balls.
But there's a couple, and then underdogs as far as receiving 35% or less of the money line bets. The White Sox against your fucking Seattle Mariners today.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, Seattle.
They're receiving 30% of the bets. The San Diego Cubs.
But the San Diego Cubs.
Yeah, you heard what I said. The San Diego Cubs. I'm not even going to correct myself.
Don't do it, tell you. Run with it.
They are playing the St. Louis Padres. And the San Diego Cubs are receiving just 28% of the bets. And then later on tonight, I saw one.
There are some guys scratching their heads listening right now.
The Chicago Padres are only receiving 34% of the bets against the Milwaukee Brewers. So just something to think about as far as those go, as far as stuff going on in MLB tonight. Hold on, actually.
All I can say, you know, if you got to bet it, stay on that Seattle fucking train until it fucking goes off. I mean,
Seattle's hot.
Yeah.
And they got that fucking guy going. Let me see if Covers has put out their weather report yet for today for the MLB. Nope. But if you do want to go check out the weather report at Covers, great Twitter follow, puts out their weather report every single day. All right, so that's baseball. That just leaves us for one more thing.
Ooh, and a big thing.
A huge thing.
The biggest thing of the weekend.
The NCAA, crooked-ass organization, puts on a tournament every year. 68 teams, down to four.
Down to four.
Final four tips off tomorrow, Saturday, April 6th. So we're not going to put these picks in our cup of coffee a day parlay, but we are going to give you the picks because it's a huge situation. We will start with the first game of the day, which is Virginia versus Auburn. Who would like to go first?
I'll go Gorman to go.
I am going Auburn. I am taking Bruce Pearl plus the 5.5.
Okay.
They will not lose this bet. They may lose the game.
All right.
But they will not lose this bet. Auburn is one of those destined teams this year. And Bruce Pearl, I love him. He's crooked. He's been in trouble with the NC2A, everything. But he can get a team ready. I like Auburn plus the 5.5 against this Virginia team.
Fun little fact that's come out during this little run. It's funny how when things go right in people's life, sometimes some shit comes out.
Sure.
And I'm sure this was known before. Bruce Pearl was an assistant or a team assistant when where was Henry Hill fixing games at?
Boston College?
Wherever, somewhere up there. But Bruce Pearl was, a little fun fact, an assistant on that team.
Oh, really?
And then he's talking about over-unders. So, you know, you never know with Bruce. You never know what's going on with Bruce.
Keep your eye
on. I mean, that's some slander. I take that back. I don't want to be sued.
Yeah.
I take that back.
This is a big spread, though.
Yeah. I, however, am not worried about the big spread.
Okay.
I went back and I looked at Virginia, UNC during the year, because Auburn reminds me a lot of UNC. They like to run. And the big thing that I saw was the score of the game was 69-61, Virginia won. But the telling fact was that UNC was not able to speed up Virginia.
They slowed them down.
Virginia was able to slow down UNC. Right. So I'm thinking they'll be able to slow down Auburn as well. Fun fact about the Final Four. NCAA teams shoot statistically worse in NFL stadiums. This Final Four is played in an NFL stadium. Auburn.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Deep.
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Auburn is 349th in the country in points from two, seventh in points from three. They get almost majority of their points from three-point range. If they're not shooting as well in an NFL stadium, that's not going to bode well for them.
And a lot of that is because they're shooting in transition.
Correct. They do shoot in transition.
Faster play.
Correct. The thing that is different about the NFL stadiums versus basketball stadiums is that the depth, there's so much depth behind the hoop that their depth perception is thrown off. Also, to go with that set, Virginia is number two in three-point defense. Virginia almost also dominates the boards. Auburn is not great on the boards. They also have had a key injury.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to lay the points. Give me Virginia minus 5.
I am as well.
Okay.
I am as well. I think they're going to slow this game down to a screeching halt. It's going to totally disrupt Auburn. And all the momentum that Auburn's carrying in this game from that 12-game winning streak and then losing to Kiki, I think, ends right here. They've had a great run. Very proud of Bruce Pearl and what he's done up to this point. But Virginia, it's just a different animal, man. They just totally disrupt teams with how slow a pace that they maintain. Mm-hmm. And they, like you said, that's one thing to say that the trend says they do that, but they did it against North Carolina. North Carolina was my pick to win the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They're a very good team, and they usually win that battle. They usually force the pace. And they weren't able to do it against Virginia. Auburn won't be able to either. I think they're going to just shoot horribly from three, and it's going to be trouble.
Okay. We're Todd and I are in agreement there.
Yep.
Gorms is on the Auburn Tigers. Second game, Texas Tech plus 3 against Michigan State. What do you guys got here?
Let me go. Again, I'm going to say this. MSU wins the game.
Okay.
I am taking Texas Tech plus the 3.
And the points. Okay.
I am. I just think we got two great games coming for a Final Four. It's a weird Final Four. Got a lot of football schools in there, not a lot of basketball schools.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of big upsets. We saw Duke, North Carolina, I'm just saying I like competitive Final Four. I'm taking the points on both of them. MSU, Virginia, play for the national championship, but they lose, according to the spread, on Saturday.
Okay. As far as this one was concerned, it was It was hard. This was a very, very
is
hard
Is it still
pick.
A plus three or is it a plus two and a half?
I saw three this morning.
Two
I'm sure you
I saw two and a half, two, three. I saw two
yeah,
and a
sure
half.
Yeah, I'm sure you can see it. You can find it in different places, different things. This was a very, very hard one. If I didn't host a gambling show, I probably wouldn't take it. But I do. And I'm also a degenerate. So, yeah, I would also play this game. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. when I looked at the stats, the spreadsheet that I made, they are so evenly matched in almost every area except for two. Texas Tech, being the number one defense in the nation, is much better at forcing turnovers than Michigan State does. But Michigan State is much, much better on the glass. And those are the two big things. So also Texas Tech fouls a decent bit. So my two things here that are going to be the key deciding factors of this game, in my opinion, is watch if Michigan State can get offensive rebounds or if Texas Tech can cause turnovers for Michigan State. That's going to decide the game. All those things being factored in, I decided to take the points because I do think it's going to be a close game. I took Texas Tech plus
three. Okay.
Todd?
I'm not touching this one that as far as the spread goes. I'm going to take the under.
Okay.
At 132, Texas Tech is the number one defense in the country. Mm-hmm. Michigan State's ninth. Okay. In this tournament, the under is covered in three out of four games for each team. I mean, they're trying. I think the odds makers are trying to encourage us to take the over by putting it at only 132.
It's a low total.
But I think that's a fucking trap. Well, I know it's a trap. This game is going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be a battle of defense. The only way I get fucked in this is if it goes to overtime because it's going to be such a close game.
Correct. Okay.
So I like the under.
Yeah, and we have been fucked a few times this year on games going to overtime, not only with over-under, but also spread. Okay, those are our picks today. We gave you NBA, NHL, MLB-ish.
Ish.
And NCAA picks. You take all that information, you go to MyBookie, or you can follow all of our picks on Twitter, at BroBroBrets, on my action app, myaction.app/BroBroBets. You can follow us all individually as well, just myaction.app/our names. Tweet us all of your best picks, subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends, spend your money that you win here wisely, and you're going to win that money by playing our Cup of Coffee a Day parlay.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
Let's go through it. Orlando Magic -9 against the Hawks.
Taking it.
That's Celtics -1.5. I'm going to get it at -1 versus the Pacers. That is my pick, and I believe my pick solely, so if that loses, that's on me.
It's on you, Tony.
Okay.
Celtics, Pacers, under 213. Todd. Yes. Denver, Nuggets in a big old line against the Trailblazers.
Yes.
-6.5.
Yeah, I don't care if it goes to it's 9. Warms. Take the Nuggets.
Spurs -7 against the Wiz. Grizzlies, Mavericks, under 215 from a good old Uncle Todd. Clippers -11. I'm fully in. Gorms put a toe in. And then two hockey picks from Gorms and Raldzi. Stars -110. Blue Jackets -245. That is 9-team parlay today. $5 to win $1,237.
Now we're talking.
Not a bad little payback if that little ditty comes in and pays.
Hey.
All right. It's been a great week. We appreciate everyone for listening. All we can do for you is wish you good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.